When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
And you're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 393.
Oh, now you know. We talk a lot about investing and educating yourself on companies and market trends. They are the key to making investment decisions.
It's your money and you should do the research needed to make the most of it.
Thank you to Moomoo for sponsoring this part of the video.
Moomoo has a lot of tools to help you analyze stocks and provides you with all sorts of information to help you decide if you think a price trend could make a comeback.
Not only does Moomoo take zero commission fee for options, it also offers great analysis tools to help you make better decisions.
The tool I want to talk about is called the Open Interest and Volume Analysis feature on Moomoo.
Open interest and volume typically show you which price range offers the better priced options by indicating liquidity and demand at each price level. But it also has an advanced purpose where a drop of both open interest and demand could potentially indicate a reversal of a price trend.
Say if I see a sudden drop at the open interest and volume for Tesla's put option in May, it could potentially indicate that there are more and more traders in the market that are starting to believe that Tesla might make a comeback in May.
It's an interesting function, and I highly recommend you check it out and learn more about it to help you make better investment decisions.
If you sign up and deposit $1,000 with Moomoo now, they are giving away up to 15 free stocks with an 8.1% interest rate on your uninvested cash.
You can check out more on the link below. This offer ends fast, so be sure to grab it while it lasts.
Thanks to Moomoo for sponsoring this episode.
So after being shut down for about a week due to the eco-terrorist Vulcan Group, which destroyed that power line in Germany, Tesla Manufacturing posted last Wednesday, "We are back." Elon said, "Thanks to the hard work of the Tesla Giga Berlin team and support from the community, the factory is back online."
And Elon visited Giga Berlin with Little X earlier last week to make sure that things were getting back on track.
He gathered Tesla employees and gave them a speech in which he said, "They can't stop us." And then in German, "I love you." Now, Vulcan Group has called for, quote, "the complete destruction of the Gigafactory and with it the sawing off of techno-fascists like Elon Musk, which are a step on the path to the liberation from patriarchy." And, you know, there's a lot of misinformation here in Vulcan Group's manifesto that they published on Contrapolis following the attack on March 8th. For instance, they said, "The Gigafactory has become known for its extreme conditions of exploitation. The factory contaminates the groundwater and uses huge amounts of the already scarce drinking water resource for its products." Now, the water part has already been proven to be wrong. We have the water records. And exploitation?
Tesla just gave Giga Berlin workers another raise.
Yeah.
"We work hard. We play hard."
And this line is probably my favorite. "The lithium batteries come from toxic mines in Chile and devour other rare metals, causing misery and destruction for the people in the mining areas." Now, we just went down to Austin and talked with EnergyX, which is a company that's mining lithium in Chile. So destruction of the people in the mining area?
It's a giant desert where people have been extracting salt brines into ponds for decades.
Now, they've been extracting those brines not for lithium, but for potash, which is a fertilizer. It's only recently been that lithium became valuable enough to actually gather that salt, too. And EnergyX has a technology that eliminates the ponds entirely. So technology is actually making life better for people. What does Vulcan Group want to do? Keep diesel cars and trucks on the roads longer?
And also, if, you know, the exploitation of workers is due to some, you know, communist manifesto that Vulcan Group, you know, thinks is true, do they not know that Tesla also offers stock in the company, which is sort of a way to own the means of production?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just, something to think about.
No, it's a really good point. Almost all Tesla employees own the company.
If they want to. They don't have to, but they can. So I don't know.
Oh, and also Tesla's leader barely gets paid anything.
Right.
But yeah.
You know what?
He's a techno-fascist.
So Tesla has announced on their website price increase. Prices for the Model Y will increase by $1,000 on all trims on April 1st.
But that's just an April Fool's joke, I'm sure.
I think it's another one of those end of the quarter sales booster thingies. Mm-hmm. And I really don't get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, does it really do anything? Please let me know down below.
We ran a Patreon poll, so we'll see what our Patreons think later in the show.
Tesla just ended that temporary $1,000 discount on the Model Y. That ended on March 1st. So currently, the Model Y prices in the U.S. are the following.
Man, I can get a Model Y for less than $44,000.
I mean, you can get it for less than $37,000, which, by the way, is cheaper than you got your Model 3.
It is cheaper than
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's insane.
But again, I just wonder why they have to keep doing these $1,000 off, $1,000 more. I mean, I just feel like just keep it as steady as you can and let's just keep going.
Well, we know that Tesla usually has a lot of insight into their actual costs mm-hmm. because they're so vertically integrated that instead of a supplier being like, oh yeah, this shipment's going to cost more. And you go like, oh no, Tesla usually has a bit of room. They kind of know when things are going to get more expensive. So it's been really nice that Tesla's been able to tell us that a price is going to increase or not, because then it makes me, the consumer, more informed. Because like if I was saving up for like a big down payment, maybe I would consider not doing that and save $1,000, or it still might make sense for me to continue to save up. I mean, I don't know what situation that would be, but it lets me know that that's going to happen. And that means that when that happens, I'm not upset, because that's been a big thing. Unlike a dealership where you don't know the price until you sit in that office for 3 hours.
Yeah, but that true code.
And the guy keeps, you know, coming back.
I'll talk to my boss.
Talking to his manager and being like, all right, here's what we can really do for the price.
You're talking like we didn't go over this already.
Tesla just prints it right on their website. And that can make people collectively more upset when it goes up or when it goes down. Because then people can go like, hey, you know, my car isn't worth as much as I thought. Or, hey, I was going to buy this car and now it's more expensive.
On Saturday, Tesla started rolling out the latest version of its FSD software to owners in the U.S., version 12.3.
Autobots, roll out!
We roll!
And videos of the cars driving themselves have already started posting.
We were watching Chuck Cook's videos, and it was really quite an impressive improvement over the previous versions.
Yeah, I mean, U-turns, more confidence, it seemed like, less phantom braking. There was a lot of unprotected left turns that he takes, and the car seemed to do really well. Also, better lane changing.
Just all around from the drives I watched, I was really impressed with the improvements.
Michael Dell was too. He said,
super impressive. Tesla FSD V12.3 is like a human driver, it is.
And it's just kind of mind-blowing to think that Tesla figured out how to train the cars to drive themselves using video in and neural nets. And have you gotten this version yet on your Model 3?
Not yet.
Oh, I can't wait to check it out. Elon said that version 12.4 is another big jump in capabilities. Our constraint in training compute is much improved. He said major improvements coming for summon and banish, which I guess is what they're calling auto park, next month.
I banish you. Go park yourself.
It's not really banish. Like, banishing means don't ever come back.
Leave now and ever come back.
I think it's pretty cool, though.
I mean, it's fun. Yeah, that's fun.
Can someone banish the car?
And Holmar's catalog posted this, which was a Tesla full self-driving beta 12.3 driving from San Francisco to the airport and back with zero interventions. I mean, yes, it was at night, a little less traffic, but still, that's San Francisco. Mm. Really impressive. Hey, and if you'd help us out by hitting the like button, really appreciate it.
So if you're like us, you get all those stories in your feed every week about different EV companies.
Rivian and Hyundai led EV growth in January.
And that sounds exciting, but it's often misleading because we're dealing with percentages of growth. And as you may remember from high school, a small number that goes up even by a little bit sounds bigger as a percentage than a big number that goes up even if it goes up a lot. So let's stop all the nonsense, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to the actual numbers. Let's look at EV registrations in the U.S. in January.
Okay. So we got Tesla at the top, of course, with 48,000 deliveries, well over that. And then number two is, are we missing some data here? Number two is Ford with 5,000. So almost 10 times fewer. What? I mean, that's not even close.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Tesla delivered over 48,000 vehicles in January here in the U.S., while their closest competitor, Ford, delivered just 5,429. So while it may sound cool to talk about which brands had high growth percentages, Tesla is by far the leader. In fact, if you took all nine of Tesla's competitors on this chart and added them all up, Tesla still beats them combined. 48,757 versus 32,347.
And this is what I really want everyone watching to really see. No matter how these auto manufacturers word their press releases, no matter how the legacy media tries to spin it, Tesla is way out in front and continues to expand the lead.
And for good reason. I mean, last week in Austin, we rode in a Polestar 2, a Hummer EV, and a Chevy Bolt. All three of those EVs don't hold a candle to a Tesla.
Even though all three of those EVs were brand new, they felt outdated.
As Sandy Munro talked about, Tesla is innovating at the speed of thought.
You know, you might be saying, like, how did you get all these cars, Zach and Jesse? We were Ubering.
Yep.
So when we got in the Uber with the Chevy Bolt and we said, hey, man, like, how do you like the car? He was like, oh, I hate it. This is just a loner.
I actually drive a Tesla.
I drive a Tesla. And
he's like, do you know how long it takes to charge this thing?
Yeah. So this next story about India trying to attract Tesla is one that pops up quite frequently. And it's something that I'm sure that many of us would love to have happen.
We would love to see Tesla opening sales and service centers and superchargers throughout India. It would be fantastic for India to electrify its transportation system. Not only would it help lower the cost of transportation for millions of Indian families, but it would also help reduce harmful air pollution throughout the country.
But India's government is not doing the country any favors. And let's get real here. Tesla is not going to commit to making big investments in India until they are sure that India will help them and not hinder them.
So while we'd love to be reporting Tesla to open a gigafactory in India, this latest offer by the Indian government is so lame that I highly doubt Tesla is going to bite.
Okay, so what's the deal?
All right, so it basically boils down to three pieces. This proposed plan allows foreign EV manufacturers a 15% import duty on EVs valued $35,000 or above for a total period of 5 years. But there are three main requirements for companies to take advantage of the deal. First, they need to make a minimum investment of about $500 million. Second, they need to build an EV manufacturing facility in India within 3 years with a localization level, meaning like using local parts and people, of 25% by the third year, 50% by the fifth year. And then they are limited to only 8,000 units per year with a total cap of 40,000 imported EVs at these lower tariffs.
It's like India doesn't understand who holds the power in this negotiation.
Right. I mean, Tesla does not need you, India. I'm sorry to say it, but Tesla has so many other markets it can enter. Countries with their arms that are wide open. My advice to India, do what China did. Give Tesla everything they want and let Tesla first test the waters by importing Teslas without a tariff to get a better feel for your great country.
Tesla needs to install some superchargers and get comfortable before they're going to invest billions in gigafactories.
Yeah. And I mean, I get it. You're the biggest population country in the world, but there's so many other things Tesla can do first. And so I just don't think they really need to be in India. It would be nice for them to be in India. The other piece of this is I believe that the Indian government is being really lobbied hard by companies like Mahindra, right? They do not want Tesla to enter that market. And so I'm sure they're pouring money into the coffers of politicians to be like, keep them out.
That's a really good point. And that's, I mean, I'm not in India, so I don't know what the local politics are. But if it's anything like any other country in the world, that's typically what, you know, the local car manufacturers would want to do. And it's something where the more you kind of learn about India and kind of the manufacturing that they have going on there, it would make sense that that's the reason why we're not seeing it the same way that we saw, say, with Thailand.
So we reported last week that Elon said this week XAI will open source Grok.
And on Sunday, Grok posted weights in bio.
So what does this mean?
What does it all mean, Basil?
Well, ChatGPT just posted stole my whole joke. And Elon said, tell us more about the open part of OpenAI.
Yeah, so I'm not a computer scientist, but I believe that all the files are right here in Grok's bio page.
Now, you may remember that Elon started a new company, xAI, last July to compete with OpenAI. Grok, the LLM chatbot, was released last November, and Elon says that they should be coming out with version 1.5 of Grok soon.
Now, I've been using Grok for about 3 months now, and it's pretty good. I mean, it still hallucinates, which means it lies, and it gives lousy answers sometimes, but hopefully it will continue to improve. And by the way, Grok is available on X to Premium Plus users if you want to check it out.
And I think the biggest strength of Grok is that it will give you kind of up-to-date answers.
Really up-to-date answers. So, I mean, because it's taking X Twitter data.
Right. So it's able to like know when something has just happened. Whereas if you ask ChatGPT, it's like, I don't know anything that happened before, you know, 2021. And you're like, well, that was a long time ago, dude. Yeah.
So I've got an EV tip for you. This is the Fantic X8 Apex battery-powered tire inflator. I asked for it specifically because so far we have not found a battery-powered tire inflator that can handle this.
That's right. We tried other units, but they couldn't pass the Rivian off-road tire test.
But as you can see here, the Fantic X8 handled it with no problem. And thank you to Fantic, by the way, for helping sponsor today's show. It's so comforting to have one of these in your car.
There's a bunch of features that I love about the Fantic. It's super easy to use with a nice long air hose, so you can set the tire pressure and walk away.
So check out that link below. It makes a great gift. Dad, guess what I'm getting you for your birthday? All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So, you wanted Elon to advertise.
Is that a Cybertruck pulling a Model Y?
No, that is a Cybertruck pulling a billboard trailer advertising the Model Y. Tesla North America said world's best-selling car is made in America, and I guess this is how they're going to advertise it.
I mean, it is really cool.
It really is, because, I mean, the Cybertruck will grab your attention, and then when you're like, but I just want an SUV, you turn your eyes to the trailer and go, oh, best-selling car in the world.
It is.
And our buddy drone pilot Jeff Roberts just spotted, get this, over 300 Cybertrucks at Giga Texas last Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah, please subscribe to Jeff Roberts' channel along with Joe Tegmeyer and all the other great drone pilots in the Quad Squad, because without them, we wouldn't be able to see what's going on at Giga Texas. This is unbelievable. I mean, the ramp up is really happening.
Yep.
Which means, why aren't we getting our Cybertruck yet?
I know.
And Tesla just dropped their 15-minute video called Road to Cybertruck Baja.
It comes by many names, but the Baja 1000 is challenging, if nothing else.
Really fun to watch. I recommend you guys go watch it. This was their journey from San Diego to Los Cabos last October, remember, for the Baja race. There were 5 stages, and so hundreds and hundreds of miles they had to figure out how to charge and how to get there on roads that some of them had been wiped out by hurricanes and stuff. And so, I mean, there were places where they had to like really go slowly and stuff, but really fun to watch. I hope there's going to be more videos in the series. Check this out from Nick. He said, Tesla is an awesome company. A forum member that goes by the name of MRP11 unfortunately was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and asked for a rush on their Cyberbeast delivery. A month later, Tesla Home delivered their Cybeast alongside 3 other Cybertrucks, creating a very special moment. He wrote, here is how the home delivery went. Our new beast arrived, plus support from a rose gold, black, and another stainless steel Cybertruck. They made a grand entrance, filled the driveway, and were there to address any new needs or concerns or questions for as long as we wished. It made for an incredible event for which I will remember and cherish today forever. Thank you, Tesla, for making today so special. And Elon said,
glad it worked out.
That's really sweet.
That's really nice. Elon reposted Dave Sparks' video of his apocalyptic Cybertruck.
Does he know something we don't? Man, this looks like it's from a video game. Yeah, it looks like it's from The Last of Us or something.
Really cool.
Anyway, if you want to find out all of this and more about Cybertruck, go over to our friends at Cybertruck Owners Club. There you're going to find not only cool forums with all cool information, but also the tracker. That way you can find out when your Cybertruck is going to be delivered. So we don't just review e-bikes and e-scooters and e-longboards and e-composters and EV chargers and e-pumps over on our Now Let's Review channel. We also review e-batteries.
They're not called e-batteries. That's redundant. Batteries are already electric, so this would just be saying electric batteries.
I know, but it sounds good. E-battery. I mean, everyone else gets to put an E in front of words. Anyway, we just reviewed the Pecron E2000 LFP battery and the 3000 expansion battery that combines to give you about 5 kilowatt hours of power for what I think is a really good price and a very manageable weight.
You'll have to watch our review to get all the cool stats and our use cases where we help you figure out if batteries like this are right for what you need them to be for.
Yeah, batteries like this open up a world of cool possibilities. I mean, not only for power outages, right? That's a big one. But also when you're camping, when you're working away from home, even when you're working around your home. I mean, if you're outside, there's a lot of uses where you're like, oh, there's no outlet over here.
So go check out our review today.
So we had a great time visiting the team at Energy X in Austin last week.
Thank you to everyone who came out to visit with us.
Yeah, we got to hang out with Sandy Monroe, Joe Barletta from Smart Charge America.
And our buddy Matt brought his chrome-wrapped Cybertruck.
That was so awesome. So we're publishing our in-depth this week on the looming lithium crisis solved.
You do not want to miss that.
And that includes our interview with Teague Egan, who is the founder and CEO of a company called EnergyX.
Now, we're not financial advisors, so don't take any of this as financial advice.
Yeah, do your own research.
But Zach and I are early investors in EnergyX, and they're about to close a crowdfunding round that is open to all of us.
I urge you to check out our in-depth and EnergyX.com for more info, because I believe lithium is going to continue to grow in demand, and EnergyX has technology that nobody else has.
Direct lithium extraction.
That could make it a huge player in the lithium space.
I learned so much when we visited EnergyX and got to tour their facilities.
Yeah, I think you and Teague did a great job explaining how their technology works on our in-depth, because before that, I kind of understood it, but I didn't really understand it. And our full interview on disruptive investing goes even deeper.
Yeah. Teague, let me taste some lithium brine. You can see my reaction if you want in our in-depth.
Now, I want to talk about this more on our Investor Club bonus stories this week, but I urge every investor out there, consider taking advantage of the change in the law that happened in 2012 and allowed us, the little guys, to invest like the fat cats there on Wall Street in startups that have huge upside potential.
Our videos get you up close and personal with the CEO, which is arguably one of the most important factors in whether a startup is going to be successful.
Now, didn't EnergyX just become a unicorn company worth over $1 billion?
Yes, it did. Now, we invested when it was just 81 cents a share about 3 years ago, and now shares are worth $9.
Yeah, so we more than 10x'd our investment. Again, we're not financial advisors. Investing involves risk. But if you're watching this channel, then you know the batteries are going to continue playing a big part in our future.
And as Elon said, lithium refining is like printing money.
I don't think Elon's a financial advisor either.
But he is the third richest man in the world, so
go watch our in-depth. You'll be glad you did. And thank you so much, EnergyX, for sponsoring today's show. All right, so according to the Wall Street Journal, Fisker has hired restructuring advisors to assist with a possible bankruptcy filing.
Uh-oh.
Fisker has responded saying, quote, as a matter of company policy, Fisker does not comment on market rumors and speculation. However, Fisker often works with outside advisors to help manage its business and assist in developing and executing strategies. Fisker is focused on raising additional capital and engaging in a strategic partnership with a large automaker.
And Fisker's stock did some weird gymnastics. It closed down 52% last Thursday after the bankruptcy story came out, and then rebounded after hours when Fisker mentioned the strategic partnership.
Yeah, I wonder who the strategic partner could be.
I think it's Nissan.
Yeah, we talk about Nissan and Honda's latest partnership on Patreon bonus stories this week, and we'll explain our thinking more on there. So the Polestar 3, the all-electric SUV, has started production in China, and Polestar CEO Thomas Ingenlath says that U.S. production tests have been successful so far.
Not sure what that means.
Something about launch readiness at their Ridgeville, South Carolina plant, where the U.S. version of the Polestar 3 will be made starting this summer.
But Polestar has already announced reduced prices for the Polestar 3 because there is questionable demand for this car for a number of reasons.
Yeah, number one, it's expensive. The entry-level version, the long-range dual motor, starts at $73,400.
Okay, but then you get to take off the $7,500 federal tax credit.
That's my second part. Number two, I think the first ones being shipped over from Polestar's Chengdu, China plant will most certainly not qualify for the credit. And even when they get production rolling in South Carolina, it still may not qualify depending on where they're sourcing their battery materials and where the batteries are actually put together.
Okay, so starting at $73,400 for 315 miles of range with a 111 kilowatt hour battery and 483 horsepower and 0 to 60 in 5.5 seconds.
Yeah, that includes the pilot pack, which comes standard, and it includes pilot assist driver assistance, park assist pilot, lane change assist, and their heads-up display. And if you want to add the plus pack for $5,500 more, you get the 1,600 watt Bowers & Wilkins premium audio system with 25 speakers, wool seats, 21-inch wheels, and heated rear seats. And for just $6,000 more on top of that, you get the performance pack, which includes upgraded wheels, software upgraded 517 horsepower, and 0-60 at 4.6 seconds, and charging speeds of 250 kilowatts.
Wait, so $84,900?
Come on down, folks.
But I could buy a Model X with better stats for $5,000 less than that. Plus, I'd get the $7,500 federal tax credit. I mean, Tesla gives me more range at 335 miles, faster 0 to 60 at 3.8, and an included tow package.
Yeah, but no heads-up display. And Polestar includes the lane change, which you'd have to pay $6,000 more for to get the enhanced autopilot to get that on the Model X.
I mean, with the $7,500 tax credit, I could add the enhanced autopilot and still come out cheaper than the Polestar.
And that's a good point. I think that's why Polestar had to start cutting prices before it even came out, because they probably weren't seeing much demand.
And what we're not mentioning here is that we've been comparing the Polestar 3 to the Model X. If we compare it to the Model Y...
Yeah, I think the Model Y wins that like 9 times out of 10, right?
Yeah, the Model Y performance after the federal tax credit is only $44,990. That's $40,000 less than the Polestar 3.
Yeah, the more I learn about the Polestar 3, the more I think the Polestar is going to really struggle to generate demand. But I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments below.
And if you want to share a portion of this episode, but you don't want to share the whole 1 hour episode, you can either head over to our Now You Know Clips channel, or you can find clips on X.
Next up is our friend Ellie with our SpaceX update.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, Ellie in space here at Starbase. I have my tennis shoes on the ground and I am behind the orbital launch mount just 3 hours after the third test flight of Starship. Now, unless you live under a rock, you probably already know that the third test flight was successful. Third time was a charm. They were able to not only reach orbit, but reach many other key milestones, except for there was, of course, an issue with the re-entry. But that is something that they'll likely nail on the fourth launch. And I think that that could be sooner than later. In fact, I predict that we could see that fourth launch in May or June. Why do I think that? Well, we know that Ship 29 and Booster 11 are already ready to go. So the hardware is ready to fly. The mishap investigation that is going to be conducted here by the FAA is likely not going to be nearly as extensive as the ones that we've seen in the past. And that is because of the lessons that SpaceX has learned and the many, many changes here at the orbital launch site, as well as on Starship itself. So this test flight was no doubt a success. I had over 13,000 people tune into my live stream, which was absolutely incredible. And that was in large part thanks to Starlink, which I was able to use to do my stream. Starlink was also the thing that SpaceX used to give us the amazing views of their flight. We got to see most of that trajectory, and we even got to see the re-entry through the plasma field, all of this through Starlink. Zach and Jesse, over 2.6 million people are now using Starlink, and Starlink is connected to Starship because Starship was able to test its payload door today, and soon it will be deploying its own Starlink satellites, and that is going to help continue to make the world globally connected. So it's a very exciting time down here at Starbase. I'm so excited that they were able to launch successfully on Pi Day 314, which is a math reference, but not only was it Pi Day, it was also the 22nd anniversary of SpaceX. So many exciting things and coincidences, worlds colliding down here. But if you guys are curious for more Starship or SpaceX related coverage, please consider checking out my channel, Ellie in Space. Until next time, I'll see you guys soon.
That's so awesome that she was there right after the launch. There's so much to talk about here. I mean, as Ellie mentioned, so many successes on this third Starship launch, including
hot staging.
Yeah, Starship's Raptor engines have ignited during hot staging separation. Super Heavy is executing the flip maneuver. That was so much fun to watch.
And at 5,000 tons, Starship is the largest flying object ever made.
I mean, look at where they have this camera. It looks like it's CGI, doesn't mm-hmm. it? This is incredible. And then Elon said, watch the super hot plasma field grow as Starship re-enters the atmosphere. How did they get this shot?
Starlink. Because Starship had enough Starlink on it. We've never seen footage like this before, especially because normally when a spacecraft is re-entering, this one didn't make it in, of course, but normally when a spacecraft is re-entering, it's like a little teardrop, a little mm-hmm. capsule. So the best you can put is like a camera somewhere on that teardrop, which doesn't make for an impressive shot. Here, Starship is like taking a selfie of itself. which is just so cool.
Yeah, I mean, Elon said, this was wild. We've never seen the super hot plasma grow in real time. And then speaking of Starlink, they posted reliable, high-speed, low-latency internet around the world, even while traveling at 27,000 kilometers an hour through a plasma field. And Elon said Starlink maintained that connection while Starship was moving at 17,000 miles an hour through superheated plasma, which greatly impedes the signal. Mm-hmm. And Elon pointed out that max payload of Starship V1 in expendable mode, like the other rockets, is about 200 tons. Version 3 is expected to be about 200 tons with full reusability and 400 tons expendable. Length will grow by 20 to 30 meters and thrust to 10,000 tons. And then SpaceX said, ship in space. And Elon said,
Starship will be on Mars within 5 years.
And with all this attention on Starship, let's not forget about SpaceX's workhorse rocket, the Falcon 9, which as of 4 days ago, has now launched 6,011 Starlink satellites to orbit.
Falcon 9 has already taken off and relanded 25 times so far this year.
The first stage rocket that you're seeing right here on the A Shortfall of Gravitas drone ship has relanded now 19 times and has launched 528 payloads and 8 humans to space safely.
So think about that for a second. SpaceX didn't have to build 18 other rockets.
What a week for space. I'm just so upset at Legacy Media because they either didn't cover it or they made it seem like, oh, another failure from SpaceX. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to strangle them.
And this is where we hope, we can give you some good news, because this is really good news if you're excited about the future of humanity.
And speaking of the future, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
And speaking of the future, if you want to get probably the most futuristic razor, you can get one over at hensonshaving.com. And if you use our code Now You Know at checkout, you can check out with 100 blades and get them all for free. Escape into the future. All right, so what have you got for us for Into the Future this week, Zach?
Well, Jesse, check this out. But first, have you been doing those deep breath exercises I told you about?
Why?
Well, because Rivian just announced this on their website.
Does that say manual tonneau cover?
Uh-huh. So remember the automatic tonneau cover that we both got with our R1T pickup truck, and it broke for many people, and so we largely stopped using it so that it wouldn't break for us.
Rivian then said that they would re-engineer it and get it back to us with a date.
The best I've been able to get out of them is late 2024. But now R1T buyers can choose this manual tonneau cover for just $1,800 more, and it should be available this summer.
What? This isn't into the future. This is like going backwards. A manual tonneau cover?
Well, I mean, Rivian did post this on X on Saturday. Our powered tonneau cover is now available on select R1T configurations and priced at $500. Shop our available configurations and typically deliver in just 1 to 4 weeks.
But you said it wouldn't be coming until late 2024. This says 1 to 4 weeks.
Well, Luke had the same interaction with Rivian that I had last week. Luke said, just spoke to a rep. Existing customers will have a chance to buy it in late 2024. And Rivian said, correct!
Okay. So hang on. New buyers can get it in 1 to 4 weeks, but owners who've had to stop using their tonneau cover for fear of them breaking on a trip have to wait 8 more months?
Guess so.
So we bought our truck, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I have had to use it in the stupidest way possible, because you might be saying, well, it's a pickup truck, so it must have a pretty big bed. It does, but it's not that big when you either have to choose for the tonneau cover to be open or closed. And I like closed because I don't like getting all sorts of stuff in the bed. And I also like putting stuff, waterproof stuff in there. That's right. Why we bought the fucking truck in the first place. What I've had to be doing is basically like sliding things into the bed that are short enough. It won't work for things that are too tall. Right. So only short things. And then I have to slide them in. And then when I get someplace, I have to crawl into the bed and pull it out. You might be saying, Jesse, just open the tonneau cover. Well, if it breaks, I'm going to have nothing. I'm either going to have to spend $1,800 on the manual tonneau cover, or I'm going to have to wait 8 months to get the new and improved version. And the thing is, I saw Sandy's breakdown of the tonneau cover. It looks like it was designed by like a sixth grader. I'm just so mad that they did such a bad job, rolled it out, gave it off to everybody, mm-hmm. and then they won't take care of their existing customers.
I know.
That is so stupid. You take care of your existing customers first, and then the new customers will get it. But they're so screwed. Rivian is so screwed that they have to be selling new pickup trucks with all the features that people like, because otherwise they will go out of business. That is why I am so unenthused by Rivian.
And the thing is, now that Cybertruck is out with their tonneau cover, everyone in the comments on X was posting, like, can you stand on yours? Mm-hmm. Tesla already figured it out. Yeah, it's really embarrassing for them. All right, it's time for Going Green. So Googling just got a bit greener this week. The Arizona utility company Salt River Project and solar developers NextEra Resources just built the Sonoran Solar Energy Center in Buckeye, Arizona. This is a 260 megawatt solar farm and a 1 gigawatt hour battery. That is a lot of battery.
This $600 million solar and battery project will power Google's latest data center in Mesa, Arizona, which will be coming online next year.
And Google needs a lot of power. Guess how much power all those Google searches use?
Like a year?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even thinking about it, but like 100 gigawatt hours a year.
That's a pretty good guess. 22.29 terawatt hours in 2022. That's enough electricity to power 2.1 million U.S. households for a year.
So that's like enough power to power the city of Boston for a year?
Yeah. Oh, and get this, though. Do you know how much solar hits the Earth every day?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
173,000 terawatts of solar hit the Earth as we're speaking.
Yeah.
So, isn't that incredible?
That is incredible. So, okay. That makes me feel a little bit less bad about, like, I want a picture of a cat.
All right, it's time for sunspots. So some solar news from around the country. Let's start with New York State.
New York State could double their rooftop solar tax credit from $5,000 to $10,000 if Senate Bill S3596B becomes law.
So since 2006, the New York State solar tax credit has been capped at $5,000 per household, but this new bill would double the cap. And that makes sense, right? Because since 2006, inflation has basically made the dollar worth roughly half what it was 18 years ago. So New Yorkers, reach out respectfully to your politicians and tell them, I'm in favor of Senate Bill S3596B to double the solar tax credit.
And here to our home state of Massachusetts, where as many states like California are trying to kill net metering, Massachusetts is expanding net metering.
Yeah, so can you explain what net metering is to people who may not know?
Sure. If you have solar on your roof and you make more electricity than you are using at, say, 2 p.m., then you can push that electricity back onto the grid to power your neighbors, and your electricity meter will spin backwards, effectively making the grid pay you for your electricity.
And that makes sense, right? Because while you are net positive, you are essentially like a mini power plant and you are helping the grid.
Up until now in Massachusetts, only systems under 10 kilowatts.
Like ours, we had to actually keep our system under 10 kilowatts. So it's 9.6 kilowatts, right?
Because only under 10 kilowatts could have access to net metering.
But under this new Department of Public Utilities rule change, bigger rooftop systems and municipal and state-owned systems up to 25 kilowatts can now access net metering, which is estimated to save ratepayers here in Massachusetts $10 million a year.
And we just mentioned that California went the other way and slashed net metering rates by 75%, which cost them 17,000 jobs and a sharp drop in rooftop solar installations.
Again, this is where you come in. You are far more powerful than you even know. I was in municipal government for 24 years, so I know what I'm talking about. You, the lowly citizen, strikes fear into the heart of government officials if you educate yourself and band together. You are mighty and you can get what you want, but you have to exercise your power.
And lastly, a report from Environment America has found that today, only 1.5% of the U.S. is powered by rooftop solar. But they say that 45% of the country could be powered by rooftop solar, especially if we give the right incentives.
Imagine that. Half the country's electricity coming from your rooftop. And I just love this quote from our Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities chair, James Von Nostrand. He said, today in Massachusetts, you can get your energy straight from your roof. It's making less and less sense to pay for power from a distant plant spewing pollution when we can soak up the sun on our rooftops. Finally, they're getting it. It's taken them how fucking long to get it? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, if only they would speed up the permitting process, that would be great too. But, you know, baby steps, I guess.
And if you want to make one of those baby steps, but you're like, you know what, Zach and Jesse, there's too much. I don't know all the rules. I don't want to know all the rules. Fine. Talk to our friends at Energy Pal. They know all the stuff. They know all the rebates, all the tax incentives. They'll help you get set up with solar and batteries, and they'll make it all easy for you. They'll make it cheap, and they'll do it for free. Let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you. The link is down below. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. It's so important that you send in your stories to us to share what's going on in your neck of the woods. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Justin sent us this story about his all-electric Nissan Sakura.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is Justin coming, reporting to you from Okinawa, Japan. We recently purchased a 2023 Nissan Sakura. It's all electric, of course. It's only offered here in Japan. It is considered a K car, so not available in the United States. It's got a 20 kilowatt battery. It gives us about 195 kilometers of range on a full charge, which is great. The other great thing is it's all charged from solar. So home storage and solar panels, plenty of juice to get this thing pumped up for daily driving. As you can see, the car is very spacious. Some of the things I really love about the car is it does have bird's eye view. Apple CarPlay comes standard with it, so that's great. Some of the things I don't like is the fact that you can't set charging limits. Another thing I like is it does backfeed, so you can use this car in case of emergency for home use. It does backfeed into the house. It's also really roomy. Here's a view from the driver's seat. Pretty standard for Nissan. Apple CarPlay comes included, as well as all the main features. There is no cruise control. Not really needed here in Okinawa, though. As you can see, that's pretty standard stuff for a Nissan. In the back seat, it definitely will fit. I'm 6'2", and as you can see, I have plenty of space, plenty of room. And that's just because the electric vehicles, like most electric vehicles, have more room. So we really love it. And that's all from Okinawa.
Thank you so much, Justin, for sharing the story with us. 195 kilometers on a 20 kilowatt hour battery. So that's 121 miles of range. That's kind of incredible. I'm assuming that's because it's more like urban speeds. But I love learning about EVs that we don't get to see here in the U.S. So thank you so much, Justin. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories this week. We got a lot of cool stories I want to talk about. Also, this is how you kind of support the work we do, right? For as little as a buck a month, you get all of our Patreon bonus stories. There's a whole lot of other cool perks over there. So if you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, go to patreon.com/nowyouknow and find out. All right, we're back from the Patreon bonus stories. It's time for that poll we asked about. Do you think that Tesla's end of quarter sales boosters really make a difference?
And it was kind of up in the air. 56 said they did and 44% said they didn't.
I mean, I know they make a difference in the sense that if you give me a $1,000 incentive, I might act. I'm just saying, who cares? Like quarter to quarter, I either buy my car this quarter or I buy it next quarter. It doesn't seem like you're going to get me to buy a car that I wasn't going to buy it. At all, you know. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Buckle up. We got a lot. Elon said more presidential and House of Representative electoral votes will be assigned to the new illegals Biden has let in than the population of 40 U.S. states. Let that sink in.
And he went on to say, exactly, increasing illegals boosts Democratic voting power, causing them to recruit even more. If Democrats win president, House and Senate with enough seats to overcome filibuster, they'll grant citizenship to all illegals and America will become a permanent one-party deep socialist state. So I think that the thing in the news is that everybody's hearing that like Elon is saying that illegals are going to vote. They don't have to vote. They're being counted in the census.
Right.
And so that means that they're assigned more Congress people, which means that they get power even though they aren't citizens.
Exactly. Elon doesn't just talk politics. How about this one? Something is fundamentally not slightly wrong with the dark matter theories. Dark energy is perhaps less dubious, but still not really understood. Congressperson Thomas Massie said the so-called TikTok ban is a Trojan horse. The president will be given the power to ban websites, not just apps. This law is not just about TikTok. It is about censorship and government control. If it were just about TikTok, it would only cite foreign control as the issue, but it does not.
Elon said we should have much more legal immigration instead of massive illegal immigration. I am very much pro-immigrant, but legally.
Nitish Verma says hundreds of environmental activists protest in Germany against Tesla's expansion plans for Gigafactory.
Elon said either they're dumber than a doorstop or they're puppets of sinister forces.
Mario says, Joe Rogan, if we didn't have X, we would be f***ed.
And Elon said, thanks, Joe.
Unusual Whale says Biden's newest budget calls for a 44.6% federal rate on investment income and other earnings per Bloomberg. The plan also calls for taxing assets when an owner dies, ending a benefit that allowed the unrealized appreciation to go untaxed when transferred to an heir.
Elon says this will barely dent the deficit. The problem is spending, not taxation.
Mike Lee says it is illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal elections. The vast majority of Americans agree that photo ID should be required to vote.
Elon said failure to require photo ID to vote obviously makes it impossible to prove voter fraud. That is why the far left refuses to require photo ID to vote.
Senator Rand Paul says reactionaries who want to ban TikTok claim that the data can't be secured because the algorithm is in China. Not true. The truth is the algorithm runs in the U.S. in Oracle Cloud with their review of the code, not in China.
Chris Gilbert says the real goal is to ban X and Rumble.
And Elon said, that is my concern. Tucker Carlson said in a classified briefing this afternoon, attended by officials from the Biden Justice Department, AOC claimed that Elon committed election interference in 2022 by changing the algorithms on X to alter the results of the midterms that year.
Elon said, actually, I made the algorithm open source and neutral to all parties. But of course, that is election interference by her standards.
Wall Street Silver says, will the deep state go after Elon if this passes?
Elon said, good question.
Homar's Catalog said, so excited for 12.3, hope it fixed the slowness and hesitancy of 12.2.
Elon said, major improvements.
Elon went on to say, AI will probably be smarter than any single human next year. By 2029, AI is probably smarter than all humans combined. Scott Adams says, no real person is in favor of letting people vote without an ID. None of your friends want it. None of your family wants it. You will never meet a real person who wants it.
Elon said, the exact same people who said everyone had to have a vaccine ID also say no ID is needed for voting.
Scott Adams went on to say, one thing I learned from being canceled is that almost no one follows the news.
And Elon said, true.
Tesla Economics says, Elon gave a speech today at Giga Berlin with little X on his shoulders. No CEO would dare give a speech with their kid on their shoulders, for your information.
Elon says, children are the future.
Rothmus said, cultural appropriation is not a thing. Grow up.
And Elon said, 100.
Elon said, teach a people to hate themselves and their history, and they are defenseless against mind viruses. They can be reprogrammed with ease. Sean says, as incompetent as Boeing is on the civilian side, their military products are even worse.
Elon says, unfortunately true.
Jim Banks says, new data from ICE and CBP shows that Biden has only deported 0.25% of the Venezuelans who have illegally entered our country. Biden is aiding and abetting an invasion.
Elon said, just posting so the public knows how crazy this is.
Texas Public Policy Foundation said the utopia of self-driving cars sounds great in theory, but the reality of giving up our freedom and autonomy is much darker.
And Elon says it will take at least a decade before a majority of cars are self-driving, but this is a legitimate concern in that time horizon. Of more immediate concern is that it is already possible to severely ostracize someone simply by freezing their credit cards and bank account, as has happened, for example, in Canada with the trucker protest.
X Business said X is a platform that champions free speech, and we're proud to provide an open environment for diverse voices and perspectives. The Don Lemon Show is welcome to publish its content on X without censorship, as we believe in providing a platform for creators to scale their work and connect with new communities. However, like any enterprise, we reserve the right to make decisions about our business partnerships, and after careful consideration, X decided not to enter into a commercial partnership with the show.
And then Mark Zuckerberg, the parody account, said, any specific reasons?
We're talking about Don Lemon here. And Elon said his approach was basically just CNN, but on social media, which doesn't work, as evidenced by the fact that CNN is dying. And instead of it being the real Don Lemon, it was really just Jeff Zucker talking through Don, so lacked authenticity. All this said, Lemon Zucker are, of course, welcome to build their viewership on this platform along with everyone else. And the Wall Street Journal came up with the story behind the breakup of Elon Musk and Don Lemon.
And Elon says, yeah, we dodged a lemon for sure. He is beyond entitled and his show is unwatchable.
And Alex says, my take on the Don Lemon story, CNN fired Don Lemon. Don is unemployed. Linda Yaccarino is CEO of X. Linda offered Don an opportunity. Don asked to interview Elon Musk. Elon Musk accepted. Don did a CNN-style woke activist interview. Don thinks himself a great journalist. He's not. Don's contract demands were very unreasonable. Don thinks he's entitled. He's not. Elon and Linda showed Don the door. Don is free to post on X like everyone else. Don went on legacy media and played the victim. That's it.
And Elon said, exactly.
Then this NBC News story about Elon Musk and right-wing influencers use cannibal claims to smear Haitian migrants amid crisis.
And K10 said the propaganda videos are literally cannibal gangs filmed in Haiti. Ridiculous.
Elon said those are jarring, to say the least. The nonchalant nature of the cannibalism makes it even more disturbing. X News Daily says, opinion, I couldn't care less about Don Lemon, but I think canceling this deal really undermined X's future as a creator platform.
Elon says, Lemon is welcome to monetize on the platform just like everyone else. What we aren't going to do is guarantee minimum payments to him as he was demanding, which would be going beyond everyone else. Unfortunately, all Lemon wants to do is rehash the dying CNN business model, but on social media, which would do even worse here than it did on cable TV.
Elon went on to say, even though I think Don Lemon is a pompous fool who spouts nonsense, he is still free to upload a show to X and will receive advertising revenue.
Alex said, what a spoiled, entitled brat.
And Elon said, such a tool. Holmar's catalog says, I was programmed to believe that having a secure border is racist. So at first, discussion around this topic sounded racist to me. Then I thought about it some more and did some research. And it turns out it actually is just important for national security and public safety.
And Elon agreed.
Trung Phan says, honestly, can't tell if this is satire. And these are stories from Reuters about SpaceX's Starship launched on third test flight after last two blew up.
And Elon said, Reuters is the most deceptive news organization on Earth.
Michael Schellenberger says, gender medicine looked like the future. Now the Times of London, one of the most respected newspapers in the world, calls it quack medicine and is urging that it be reined in entirely. U.S. media, medical associations, and politicians should follow the UK's lead.
And Elon said the truth is coming to light.
Adam says, it's wild how much Democrats hate Elon despite him doing so much to save human civilization from extinction. I agree with Elon on 95% of things, disagree on 5%, but I don't let that 5% get in the way of supporting the larger mission like going to Mars or freedom of speech.
Elon said, I have a lot of Democrat friends, but they are increasingly switching to Republican.
RGV Ariel says, today was a good day. Now here's a nice wallpaper courtesy of SpaceX Starship S28.
Elon says, imagine seeing this view on your way to Mars.
Doge Designer says, made on Earth by humans.
Elon says, not bad for a bunch of monkeys.
Andy says, a Venezuelan Supreme Court judge is warning that violent convicts released from Venezuela are increasingly part of the migrant stream pouring into the U.S. Lake and Riley's murder suspect is allegedly part of a violent Venezuelan gang.
Elon says, why does the radical far-left Biden administration welcome violent illegals into America to prey upon your friends and family? We are even warned by other countries that it is insane to make America a haven for their convicted criminals.
Omar's catalog says, Giga Berlin looks sick.
Elon says, and we finished building the rave cave.
Ooh.
That's fun.
Joe Lonsdale says, top 1% pays 45% of U.S. income taxes.
And Elon says, true.
Scott Adams says, history is no longer being written by the winners. I have watched multiple examples of history being suppressed and or misinterpreted by the biggest losers in the world, and it has become the permanent record. History doesn't repeat either, but that's another story.
Elon said, yeah, these days the losers are still alive and have a lot of time on their hands.
Toby says, I find the media's take on SpaceX's achievements utterly outrageous. It's straight out of Ayn Rand novels. What is the game here? Usually incentives explain these things, but there isn't even a follow the money type motive that I can detect. It's just tribalism. Nihilism?
Elon says, the legacy media has a negative bias about almost everything.
Any automaker CEOs who don't call Elon this weekend to ask to be the first in line to license FSD are making the biggest mistake of their business lives. Not that I expect them to, because they've proven emphatically in the past that they're incredibly dumb.
Elon said, yep.
John Carmack says, classic space-based solar power with orbital PV, masers, and rectana farms is a long way from making sense even at Starship launch costs, but I wonder about the possibility of simple orbital mirror constellations that just reflect extra sunlight onto existing solar farms, increasing output in non-peak times. The engineering of steerable ultralight mirrors is challenging, but shouldn't be inherently expensive.
Elon says, pretty much anything you can do on the ground should be done on the ground. But for warming up Mars, reflectors made on Phobos and Deimos could be a good way to go.
Ooh, like reflecting light to the planet?
I guess so.
Mike Ben says, when you watch this video, bear in mind that Dick Cheney was both CEO and chairman of the board of Halliburton. Halliburton Ukraine LLC, Halliburton's Ukrainian subsidiary, had just struck a deal with Ukraine's state gas giant in 2019, 2 months after Zelensky was elected. How many shares of Halliburton does Liz Cheney still own?
And Elon said, no kidding.
Yeah, so for all you Democrats out there who are like, he only talks badly about Democrats, he picks both sides. Elon says, it's important that women know the effects of hormonal birth control as is a significant cause of depression and increases suicide risk. This is not a value statement, just a public service announcement. Other forms of birth control do not have these effects. And Elon reposted this meme, screwdrivers, drills, now permitted on Boeing flights to allow passengers to help with maintenance. NBC News says former President Donald Trump vowed at a rally that there would be a, quote, bloodbath if he's not reelected in November.
Elon said this headline is deceptive as he was referring to the auto industry. Shame on NBC.
And Wokeness says we're witnessing the invention of the bloodbath hoax in real time. Unfortunately for them, we have X, media narrative, full context.
Elon said, yep, hoax making in process, and it's surprisingly effective.
Pelosi just told CNN that Trump might exact a bloodbath if he loses. The bloodbath hoax is in full swing.
And Elon facepalm.
New York Times. Trump says some migrants are not people and predicts a bloodbath if he loses.
And Elon said they're pushing this hoax hard and looking like fools.
And again, Elon doesn't just post about politics. Massimo said a sea cucumber eating. I was just disturbed by watching this, actually.
Elon said, whoa.
The post-millennial says prosecutors seek 40-year prison term for disgraced tech bro Dem donor Sam Bankman-Fried.
And Gad Saad said too lenient.
Elon said probably reduced to 20 and out within 10. Mark Andreessen said, take a look at this. This is a chart of competitive U.S. House districts over time. And as you can see, they are disappearing.
And Elon said, yeah, sigh.
Caitlin Jenner said, people ask me why I'm speaking out so often on this topic. It's simple. It's biology. It's not about exclusion or not about being tolerant and accepting. Someone trans has to do it. Men don't belong in women's sports, period.
And Elon said, good for you.
Wall Street Silver said, just in, shocking new California bill to use taxpayer funds to protect violent illegal migrants from deportation. Enough is enough, California.
Elon said, most insane law I've heard of, maybe ever.
And then Curiosity said, a hexagonal storm with a diameter of 25,000 kilometers raging at the North Pole of Saturn.
Elon said, wow.
Hexagonal?
That's cool.
Doge Designer says, Google should penalize media websites that publish fake news articles. They should not appear on the first page of search results.
Elon said, Google is in on it. They also manipulate their search results with left-wing bias.
Elon said, please send links from this platform to your friends who are still being misled by the legacy media. Shibutoshi Nakamoto said, I have a thought. If legacy media journalists don't like being seen as disingenuous and untrustworthy hacks, I think maybe it would help if they stopped lying and misleading for their own agendas all the time and actually exhibited integrity. But what do I know?
And Elon said, yeah.
Elon said many Americans still have no idea this happened. And that's Glenn Greenwald saying the most underreported and underdiscussed story of 2023, a federal district court judge upheld by a unanimous appellate panel found the Biden White House and FBI committed one of the gravest attacks on the First Amendment in decades by coercing big tech to censor dissent online. And David Sachs says forcing Elon to divest X would be the single biggest win for advocates of online censorship. The Biden administration will make this a key priority in a second term.
And Elon posted an exclamation point.
The rabbit hole said 2 points. Trust in mass media has tanked. Only a majority of Democrats as a political group seem to trust mass media.
Elon said U.S. legacy media, with some notable exceptions, is basically the Biden cheering squad.
Doge Designer said there's a Tesla Roadster flying in space while you're reading this post on X. Let that sink in.
Elon said, according to our calculations, it should be up there and pretty much intact for over 10 million years.
Woo! 10 million years.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it's time for Community Mail Time. Community Mail Time. Remember, share your stories, photos, and videos with us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Rob spotted this Cybertruck in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Sandeep found this Mahindra XUV 400 electric SUV parked outside the dealership in Bangalore, India.
Doug spotted this VinFast VF8 in Toronto, Canada.
Alicia saw this Cybertruck in New York City.
Brad saw this Fisker Ocean on the Microsoft campus in Redmond, Washington.
I spotted one the other day in Massachusetts. Steven spotted the Cybertruck while on a hike in Bakersfield, California.
Ignacio sent us this picture of his Model 3 Performance and two Renault Twizys charging in Monaco.
Tor spotted this Brink Motorsport STCC race Tesla at eCar Expo in Gothenburg, Sweden.
That looks sick.
It does.
Paul sent us this picture of an OG Roadster that he saw.
Sean saw this Lucid Air in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Andy sent us this picture of his Powerwall that was just installed.
Congratulations, Andy. That's awesome. And Paul saw these 5 Cybertrucks that just got delivered to the Fort Lauderdale, Florida service center. Wow. 5 lucky people. All right, it's time for the EV tip of the week. And Doug sent us this EV tip on how to de-ice your Tesla windshield.
Here's the Tesla tip. When you want to defrost your windshield and it's really, really bad, tap on here, tap on this. You get defrosting action, but if you really want the maximum power, tap it again. Turns red, and you get the de-icing mode. I came across this by accident course, it could should have read the manual. Now you know.
Thank you so much for sending that in, Doug.
All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. We're here in Boynton Beach, Florida. This is our first supercharging station. It's a 16th stall. So there's plenty of availability. It's brand new. A lot of people might not know about it yet, which might be why it's pretty empty, but still, you got a lot of stalls. You got a charge, two charge points, each with two plugs. So you got four charge points. It should be free. They're not working yet. That seems to be a thing here. We get charge points that are supposed to be free and then they don't work. We don't know what's going on with that. But it says it will be free if it ever happens to open, which would be nice while you're shopping. It's residentially located, so should be a really good location. It's about 2 miles off of I-95. I rate this one pretty good. I'd probably say it's at least a 7 out of 10. You have plenty of places to go, to a nice bathroom, and plenty of stuff to do to kill time. So pretty good one. Not amazing, but it's definitely a good one. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Jennifer coming to you from Orangeburg, South Carolina. We are at a Sphinx, which is very much like a northern comparison to a Sheetz. We are at an 8-stall version 3 Tesla charging station. This is pretty convenient. The Sphinx is very clean, easy access to bathrooms, made to order food, your convenience store, drinks, chips, snacks, whatever you need for the road. It's also a gas station as well. Very easy on and off the interstate. We're traveling back to Pennsylvania from Hilton Head. Very quick charging as well, being a version 3. I would actually give this a 8 out of 10. Really easy, really convenient. If you feel like you want to wash your car, there is a car wash here as well, though it is brushed. It is not brushless. Wouldn't recommend that myself, but I really think that this is a nice, clean, easy on and off for people who just need a quick charge on their Tesla. All right, now you know.
So here we are at the Chapel Hill Supercharger, located outside of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, right off of I-40, exit 286. As you can see, there's a Starbucks and a Chick-fil-A in very close proximity. And I like the way this is set up. They even have accessible charging. Two locations, one on each end for people that have a trailer. And, you know, it's pretty easy to get in and out. Probably one of the easiest to get in and out of that I've been to, right off of the interstate. 5 miles away is the Durham Supercharger, but, you know, If this is all you need in terms of amenities, this is definitely a better stop, much easier to get into and get out of. And there it is, the Chapel Hill Supercharger just opened up here in the summer of 2022. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. We are here on our family road trip at the Utica, New York Supercharger location. 8-stall, 150 kilowatts. There is quite a bit around. There is a large strip mall right on?
Yeah, and then there's a Burger King right across the street, and then there's a Walgreens right there.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and then I like the stalls because the red, and red is one of my favorite colors.
Yep.
So that's a plus.
And let's see, there was a Burnberry convenience store just right at the other end of the plaza.
Yeah.
So there's that as well if you need to get over there. But what do you say? What would you rate this supercharger location? Maybe like a 7 out of 10? Pretty close, right off the
I-90. I would say like an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10? Okay, we'll give this an 8 out of 10. Back to you, Zach and Jesse.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. If you want to upload your own, you can go to our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, and there you can actually review all the superchargers that anyone has ever done a review of. So if you're planning a road trip for this summer, you can check those out. It's a really fun way to kind of see where you're going to be going.
All right, what do we have for new superchargers in the world, Jess?
We got number 1996 in China is the 6-stall in Shanghai.
Got number 23 in Israel, the 12-stall in Carmel, Israel.
Number 65 in Spain is the 12-stall in La Jonquera, Spain.
We have the 8-stall in Silva, North Carolina.
Number 106 in Japan is the 4-stall in Tokyo.
We have number 76 in Hong Kong, the 3-stall at the Regentville Shopping Center in Hong Kong.
Number 100 in Taiwan is the 6th stall in Hsinchu.
We have number 59 in Washington State, the 8th stall in Sammamish, Washington.
Number 71 in North Carolina is the 12th stall in Durham, North Carolina.
We have the 8th stall in Vestnes, Norway.
Number 131 in the UK, 16th stall at Frankly Southbound.
Number 197 in Germany is the 4th stall in München.
Number 17 in West Virginia is the 8th stall in Marmot, West Virginia.
Number 71 in New Jersey is the 16th stall in Clark, New Jersey.
Number 14 in Thailand is the 8th stall in Bangkok.
Number 155 in Florida is the 20th stall in Ocoee at West Colonial Drive, Florida.
Number 127 in Norway is the 16th stall in Oslo Bogstavien, Norway.
Number 44 in Nevada is the 48th stall in Las Vegas at the Arroyo Crossing Parkway.
Number 182 in France is the 24th stall at the Tesla Center in Aix-Marseille, France.
And number 57 in Maryland, number 2198 in the U.S., number 6171 in the world is the 12th stall in Frederick at Ballinger Creek Pike, Maryland.
Whew!
I don't know. Do you think that they're slowing down or that they're increasing the number of superchargers? Because we had a lot of fun discussions at the Energy X Lithium Lounge last week in Austin. Some people were saying that they think it's slowing down. I don't know why exactly, but something to do with the fact that they're opening this up to more EV companies.
Yeah, they're just waiting for federal money.
Oh, the federal money. Yeah, but I mean, why? They don't have to wait for the federal money. It's out there, don't they?
I think that there's probably a bunch of
forms
and paperwork that you have to do. Now that they're allowing Ford and soon Rivian onto the Tesla supercharger network, I think that we're going to start to see an uptick. But I think that, yeah, right now they're probably waiting on some projects because they want to, you know, make sure that they're doing the right things to get the federal funding before they go ahead with them.
The other thing is a lot of talk about maybe the older superchargers won't allow for Fords and GMs and stuff to charge. So I can't wait till we get our adapter so we can get out there with our Rivian and our Lightning and check that out.
Yeah, it was really great to be out there and having discussions with lots of informed people over at the Lithium Lounge. Thank you so much for EnergyX for putting that on. That was really nice.
We have a really cool in-depth coming out this week. I really hope you watch it. It's on the looming lithium crisis and how that has been solved.
And if you don't want to miss that, you can hit the subscribe button and then hit the bell notification icon and set it to all. This will mean that all of our videos, you will get a notification for, whether you're on your phone or it could send you an email. It all depends on what you want. So don't feel like you have to do it.
If you've been subscribed for a while, please unsubscribe and then resubscribe. It's just that YouTube might just be thinking that you died or something. So like if you
or that basically YouTube thinks that everyone is 12 years old and they think that like, oh, if they've been watching this content for 6 years, now this person's like 18 and they don't want to be watching the stuff that they watch when they're 12. If you're not 12 or if you're not 18, then you probably know what you like. But YouTube doesn't really know that. So yeah, unsubscribe and resubscribe, and that should hopefully kind of reset YouTube to be showing you some of our content if that's what you're interested in. Again, you can also use that notification bell. You can also set it to personalized, where YouTube will just kind of try and guess when you might be interested in some of our content. I don't find it to be that useful if you really like to watch all of our videos, but it's totally up to you.
And thank you to everyone who's supporting us here on Patreon. Please head on over to patreon.com/nayino. Support us for as little as $1 a month and get all of our Patreon bonus stories, or these great folks who support us for even more. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
Now you know.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.